Welcome to the Wild Chicago Way, and welcome to Table 71 in the Slaney Bar and Kitchen. I've got through security, I've got through the duty-free, and I only bought one thing in the duty-free. I bought a bottle of Dingle Gin, a gin that I first found when I was in a restaurant in Galway called Kai, which I highly recommend, by the way. That's another story. Anyway, I'm waiting for breakfast, but I have got a cup of tea. I'm just squashing a tea bag gently against the side of the cup, lifting it out and putting it on a saucer, and I'm filling out U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And I have to find my passport number, and I got various other things. I think I have to declare I'm not taking certain things with me, and I better not crack any jokes in case if this went up on the internet it would be held against me. Anyway, I'm settling, and oh great, here comes breakfast. Pop it there, that's wonderful, thank you very much. I've got two fried eggs, one sausage, bacon. I've got no black pudding, no white pudding, what a pity. I've got brown bread that is warm, and I've got Glenillan farm butter. Now that is of interest to me. Glenillan, G-L-E-N-I-L-E-N, farm butter. They're in County Cork, and that's a company I'm very interested in. Anyway, I've just paid, to tell you, for all of this breakfast, I've just paid €12.29. Yeah. For breakfast, and I'm on the Wi-Fi, and I'm going to break off because I better crack on with drinking the tea. Oh, I needed that. I really do need it, you know, because I got up this morning and all I did was munch an apple. Well, eat an apple. I can't linger too long. I'll be back to you if anything dramatic happens. Okay, I've done my customs declaration. That wasn't a big deal, really. I mainly had to make sure I didn't. The biggest thing was really about what value are the goods I'm taking to the United States. And I think the only thing I have to declare is that I'm bringing a bottle of gin from Dingle. A company in Dingle make gin, and I'm very keen on that. So that's all. On with the motley, as they say, and let's see, what did they bring me? Any knives and forks for my breakfast? They did. I have a knife and a fork, and I'm about to tuck into, I may be missing the black pudding and the white pudding, but you know what, it's no big deal. They know how to cut their chunks of bread here, I'll tell you that, because I've got a very thick, it's a kind of doorstop, really. So I've got all this lovely butter on the brown bread, which is kind of lightly toasted. It's warm. But you know what? If I ate all the bread they've given me, I'd be too full to eat my meal on the airplane. I'm thinking that you must be able to get a meal on the airplane. I mean, crossing the Atlantic is a big deal. And it's very nice to sit here in the Slaney Bar. But I'm going to have to sit in fairly cramped seats. So I hope the time will be. I don't know what I think about the time. I'm kind of wondering when I'm going to go to sleep. I know that I need sleep, because when I get to Chicago, there'll be various things going on, which I'll refer to in another audio book or another piece of audio. But I don't fancy going, 24 hours with only about 3 hours sleep. Okay, talk to you later.